Our final scripture lesson this morning comes from the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9. You can find this on page 1095 of your Pew Bibles. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. On this mountain, God will destroy the shroud that enfolds all people, the sheet that covers all nations. God will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. God will remove the disgrace from God's people, from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day, they will say, "Surely, this is our God. We trust in God, and God saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in God. Let us rejoice and be glad in God's salvation." Something better will come. Even in the midst of pain and mourning, we have hope that something better will come. We need to think a little bit about Isaiah here and just a little bit about where this passage lands, because it is a beautiful passage, one that gives so much hope, one that John of Patmos wrote in Revelation. He stole from that passage. It is such a beautiful, hope-giving passage, but you need to remember where it comes. The first 39 chapters of Isaiah are basically, you're terrible, you're sinners, God is going to punish you. We call it 39 chapters of judgment and condemnation. Not always that harshly, but it fits my sermon better. It's 39 chapters of judgment. There's almost nothing good in it. Terrible, awful stuff about how the Judeans, for everyone who was here last Sunday, yes, I finally got it in my mind correct. Isaiah, Judea, Jeremiah, Israel, I got it correct. Anyway, the Judeans, they've forgotten God. They've gone against God. They've decided that they can do it on their own. And so this is a book of judgment, at least at the beginning, against them. This is a book telling them that they are going to be overtaken by their enemies. They're going to be forced into exile. Many of their people will die. Their country will fall apart. Their nation will be gone. The temple will crumble and fall. 39 chapters of Isaiah basically saying, it's real. It's common. But in the middle of it, in the middle of this book of judgment, we have a couple chapters of hope. A couple of chapters that point to God's light and say, this is awful. This is pain, and real pain. But something better is coming. Something better will come for you. You will not feel this way forever. And remember the people who are hearing this. I kind of went through this already, but I want to talk about it again. There are people who have lost loved ones. They lost loved ones in a bloody battle that they lost. They've lost their homes. There's nothing for them to return to. They've lost this temple, and we're not going to talk about my thoughts on them building the temple, but they've lost this temple. They've lost everything. and they're under the rule of their enemies. And they're experiencing all of this pain and torment and mourning and darkness. And in the midst of all of that, amid all of that, they have this hope. Not hope for today, maybe not hope for tomorrow, but at some point, something better is coming. As Christians, we too live in an exile on this earth. We live in an earth of darkness and pain. We live in an earth that was broken. We were created by our God for a perfect creation. We were created for Eden. But we have broken creation and we are broken ourselves. And so we live in this exile of the earth, separated from our God, separated from what we were intended for. And though we don't have a specific timeline of when everything goes wrong, we too experience those losses. We live in a world where our homes can be destroyed in an instant. Look at the hurricanes. People in this congregation, the family of this congregation, were directly affected by that this time. We can lose our homes in an instant. We can lose our livelihoods. Who here's lost a job? And if you want to raise your hands, you can. We can lose our livelihoods in an instant. And we lose our loved ones. Sometimes expected, sometimes without reason. But we lose them and we mourn them. Especially on today where we celebrate All Saints Day. We are reminded of those that we've lost and we are reminded of that mourning and that pain. And we can become hopeless because it feels like nothing is going to get better. But much the same way that the Judeans received this message of light from Isaiah, we receive this message of hope from John of Patmos that says simply this, that God is going to bring something better. God is going to heal our pains. God is going to wipe away our tears. God is going to bring something better. It's not today, though if it is, congratulations, you get to hear the last sermon of all time. Great. It's not today, probably not tomorrow, but our souls are given that hope of something better through the cross. And we have faith that those who have passed before us, those whom we mourn, those that we miss, they have already entered into that great reward. They have had their pain relieved, their tears wiped away, and they have entered that grace. So let us cling to that hope. Even when it feels hopeless, even when we cannot help but wail and cry, and we should. Those are the feelings that we should feel in those situations. This is a broken and painful world. But even in that, let us cling to that hope that something better is to come and that we have been saved, maybe not on this earth, but on the next. Let us cling tightly to that hope that we get through Jesus. God will heal. God will bring peace. God will wipe away every tear. That is the hope that we cling to through the cross. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.